When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors.
Event.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Premium Toyetic Event. In case you forgot, that is the show where Eric and I discuss, by the way, Eric's here this time, where Eric and I discuss the latest WWE or AEW or Impact or whomever premium live event. And discuss not who won the matches, not who lost the matches, not even who had the best matches, but which gear was best. Who should be the next figure? In this case, because we're talking WWE Backlash, which happened from Lyon, France, which I was just in Paris, which was like 2 hours away. So nowhere near there. But we're going to talk about who should be the next figure from Mattel, whether it's, you know, a main event series, an elite, an ultimate, whatever the case may be, just who should be next. And so I'm going to kick it off today, and I'm going to kick it off with the opening match. And the opening match was a wild, no-holds-barred street fight rules match between Kevin Owens and Randy Orton and kind of the new bloodline of Solo Sikoa and in his first WWE match, Tama Tonga. Now, Tama Tonga missed out on a New Japan figure, but I think he's due a Mattel figure. Now, of course, he was in the familiar red and black of the bloodline, but what better way to get Tama into the elite line than to have a figure from his first match here at Backlash? So I'm going Tama Tonga with my first pick. Now, my second pick, I'm going right into number two here. My second pick is from this same match. And of course, hey, you know what? Let's get a main event line figure. Maybe we can make an elite out of it, but I have a feeling Tongaloa is going to have his own first match coming up. Of course, Guerrillas of Destiny reunited in WWE in the bloodline. Let's get Tongaloa a figure. Yeah, it could be a main event figure of street clothes Tongaloa, but you know what? Maybe we can make an elite out of it, too. Hey, let's get everybody in the bloodline out there. Let's get the new bloodline cooking in the figure realm. In the Mattel figure realm. Let's go with it. Let's make that canon. Figure realm. Why not, right? Or the Mattel figure realm. It's like Marvel Cinematic Universe, isn't it? So anyway, my first pick, my first two picks. Yeah, my first pick. Maybe I'll have two other ones here. My first pick is going to be from the first match, Tama Tonga in his first WWE match, and Tongaloa in his debut form in street clothes. Coming in similarly to how Solo debuted at an overseas pay-per-view. Let's go with it. Premium live event. Pay-per-views aren't a thing anymore. I'm wearing the CM Punk shirt, so I'm like remembering old words, kind of like he did during the pre-show. That's my first pick.
All right, so my first pick from WWE Backlash 2024 France is going to be, drumroll, Jade Cargill. So Jade and Bianca had an incredible match against the Kabuki Warriors. They picked up the tag titles. So what better way to introduce Jade to the Mattel WWE Elite line than with a figure rocking the attire that she won the tag titles with? So loved the pink and gold, loved, or the reddish pink and gold, the matching attire with Bianca, the short cropped hair, just absolutely iconic look for Jade, and what a kind of coming out party, if you will, for Miss Cargill. So absolutely awesome look on her, very toyetic, and I think the team would do a great job with it. And again, great introduction to a wider WWE audience, seeing her on a premium live event pick up the tag title. So yep, that's my first pick. My first pick is Jade Cargill.
So I guess I kind of cheated for the first pick. I said it was kind of going into the second pick, but we'll call it my first pick. We'll call Tama Tonga and Tongaloa my first pick. My second pick, pick number two. Pick number two of the afternoon, evening. What's funny is I knew what time the show would be because I was just in France, so it was a 6-hour difference to New Jersey. I knew I'd be watching at 1 o'clock today. I wouldn't have known the math had I not been there. So pick number two, going with the women's, I guess women's championship, women's, because the world championship is on Raw, that's Becky. So we're going with the WWE Women's Championship, which is Bayley's belt. And, hey, you know, the champ, she had the blue and purple hair, she had the kind of bluish gear. Let's go with Bayley as my second pick. Hey, why not for the first title defense in the triple threat match against Naomi and Tiffany? Tiffany just got a figure. I think Naomi was one of our picks from the Rumble. I'm sure Naomi's figure, return figure, is coming. Let's go with another figure for the champ. It's been a while. Let's get Bayley into the line. If we're going Ultimate from WrestleMania, let's just keep it as an Elite for Backlash. So Bayley is my second pick.
And a bonus pick for the special premium Toyetic event episode, I am going with the Dark Horse, somebody that has been a rock for WWE for a very, very long time. And continuing maybe the trend that we're seeing with the Build-A-Figures, I'm going with classic, iconic, legendary referee Charles Robinson. So Charles Robinson, of course, present at this event at Backlash, present at most WWE events, most recently it was the ref at the as Cody finished his story. So we already have a really great referee body, modern referee body. We've seen it on with John Cone as a Build-A-Figure in this year's SummerSlam set. So let's keep the trend going. Let's sign some more referees. Let's reuse some of those parts in a smart way. And let's get Lil Nate. Let's get referee Charles Robinson into the line as a Build-A-Figure. Let's get more refs. Make that figure photography even better.
All right. So it's time for the third pick of the evening. Pick number three. It's a bit of a cop-out, but I like the entrance jacket and, the American flag colors, same colors as the colors of the French flag. Loved the entrance jacket with the kind of title plate with the American Nightmare logo. I think I just gave it away. Cody Rhodes, my third pick. The red, white, and blue gear. Universal for the United States, Universal for France, because both countries use red, white, and blue for their flags. And like I said, that entrance jacket with the kind of center plate with the American Nightmare logo with the Universal Champion kind of text below it, I thought that was really cool. Really cool, like, kind of gold, I guess gold trim would be the word. Yeah, gold trim would be the word. I mean, it was just cool looking gear. Cody's been doing like kind of more kind of dark blues for his gear and blues lately. So it's cool to see like white be the primary color. Let's go with Cody for pick number three. So that's going to be it for today. Thank you to all of you for watching, for listening. This has been another Premium Toyetic event. Now, of course, as always, if you're listening on the podcast, make sure to like, make sure to subscribe, leave a review. It helps us out. I'm told it does something with the algorithm. Of course, you could always follow us on all the social medias at AIC_podcast, whether that's your Instagrams, your X, your TikToks. If you're on YouTube, make sure to subscribe, hit the little bell. You know, it's going to let you know when there's a new video. Got some cool vlog stuff coming up, some unboxings, some reviews. So make sure to do that. Make sure to leave a comment. Tell us what you like. Tell us who you thought should be a figure from WWE Backlash in Lyon, France. And, hey, we'll see you next time. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes.
Follow us on social media at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.